In New York, like seeks like, and by economy of effort excludes the rest to strangers. This distancing, this uncaring in ordinary encounters, has another side. In no other American city can the lonely be as lonely. So much more needs to be said. New York is a wounded city, declining in its amenities, overloaded by its tax burdens. But it is not a dying city. The streets are safer than they were 5 years ago. Broadway, which seemed to be succumbing to the tawdriness of its environment, is austere again. The trash-strewn streets, the unruly schools, the uneasy feeling of menace, the noise, the brusqueness, all confirm outsiders in their conviction that they wouldn't live here if you gave them the place. Yet show a New Yorker a splendid home in Dallas, or a swimming pool and cabana in Beverly Hills, and he'll be admiring, but not envious. So much of well-to-do America now lives antiseptically in enclaves, tranquil and luxurious, and shut out the world. Too static, the New Yorker would say. Tell him about the vigour of your outdoor pleasures. He prefers the unhealthy hassle and the vitality of urban life. He is hopelessly provincial. To him, New York, despite its faults, which he will impatiently concede, so what else is new, is the spoiler of all other American cities.